previously on Markheim.
Black Francis bolts again out along the pier, and without even a hesitation or look back, he dives right off the end.
I'm going in after him.
No, Liv, you'll drown.
Then you go.
I can't go in water.
So he's just gone?
I was trying to help him, but...
You're not an angel. You're just another sick freak.
You know I've been looking to retire for a while now.
Who's stopping you, Sam?
Not alone.
So, take someone with you.
Not someone, Iofiel. You.
A lanky giant as tall as Hammering Man crawls out of Elliott Bay, ducks his bobbling head under the viaduct, and stalks on toward the harbor steps. From above me, demons shriek, unleashing unholy hellfire, but it barely slows the Neville down. He's coming right for me, and as he stalks up the steps over me, he looks down into me with fish-blind eyes.
Cousin!
Five burning demons stick to him like glowing ticks as he walks up into the city. Christ, I wish I was dreaming.
And now, the final episode of Markheim by Paul Mullen.
I'm a Markheim, a sort of angel. Markheims are the black ops. We do things other angels can't or won't. The fix upstairs pulled me out of retirement for a mission down in this soggy town. But when it was done, I didn't go back. I had questions. Now I'm walking neutral in Seattle, half-fallen, looking for the answers in what we angels call the show. But I gotta watch my back, because things can always get uglier. I'm on the roof of some huge stone fortress or temple. I'm wearing some sort of robe. It's the show, for sure, but something's different. I'm different. I can die. I'm sure of it. I'm sure if I leap from this parapet jutting hundreds of cubits into the air, I won't fly. I'll fall, and then I'll be over. Dream on, Markheim, because that's exactly what this is. Another dream. Damn it.
Markheim! You made it.
Sam, I guess I shouldn't be surprised to see you.
You should never be surprised to see me. This is my show. Besides, haven't you been looking for me, hoping I'll help your poor dog?
He's not my dog.
Fine, your girlfriend's dog.
She's not my girlfriend.
When are you going to open your eyes, Markheim?
I should. Then I'd know you're just a dream.
You sure about that?
You've been captured, blissed, and turned.
You sure about that?
As sure as anything.
Yeah? You ever read any meat poetry?
What?
Most of it's crap, but there's this Irish guy I like. Kavanaugh. Horrible drunk. Pretty obscure. He wrote, "When the angel woos the clay, he'll lose his wings at the dawn of the day."
What are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you that there's always a way out.
For you or me?
Look, you need to understand that you've made the rookiest mistake of any angel sent down to the show. You've fallen in love with the world. It happens. But like every newbie from the fix, you've forgotten the most important thing.
What's that, Sam?
The world is mine.
I thought the world was given to the meat.
Who told you that?
You know who.
You seen much of him lately?
No.
Then take my advice and stick with what you know!
Sam leans sideways and dives off the edge of the parapet as if he were an aqua ballerina in some old-timey meat movie. He falls so far and fast, I never see him hit the desert floor. He had no wings.
Mark! Mark, what are you doing?
Liv!
You're sleeping? Black Francis is dead, and you're passed out like some drunk in the street?
I'm sorry, Liv.
Here. I begged enough to buy us a crappy tuna sandwich to split. The Dr. Pepper's all mine, though.
Liv, I told you, I don't eat.
Right. I forgot. You're an angel, and yet somehow incapable of performing a miracle that would have saved my dog from drowning.
I told you to stay away from him. You wouldn't listen.
He's my goddamn dog, Mark!
He was your dog. And he was goddamned, actually. No fault of his, though.
Yeah, just eat.
I don't eat, Liv.
Then just shut up! Can you do that?
Liv!
What do you know, Markheim?
Next to nothing, Smiley. It's been a while.
Yeah, maybe not long enough. You know that girl has to get off the streets, right? Her days are numbered if she don't.
What can I do, Smiley? I'm an angel, not some meat cop or something.
Well, that angel shit means nothing to me. Help Liv. You owe her that much for her damn dog.
What do you want me to do?
Figure it out, Markheim. Be a man.
Or what?
I ain't trying to threaten you, Markheim. I've been nothing but friendly. But your power's limited in these parts. Always has been. You're just passing through. This shit's older than you.
And then Smiley's gone, like he always is. There out of nowhere and then just gone. But I'm not alone for long.
Stars up there and there, right and left, alternating with the smokers. This is the choke point, angels and demons. Nothing moves up out of this section of harbor that doesn't go through this stairway.
Well, look who it is. You sure don't like to leave your comfort zone, do you, Markheim?
These are my stairs since I got to the show.
Well, I got bad news, Marky. We're creating a Nephilim slaughter pen here.
Okay, I want demon-angel duels on the edge of every building.
Seriously, Mark, you're not going to want to be here. You got to move.
Save it. Sam gave me this post. If Sam wants me to abandon it, he can come tell me himself.
Sam? Sam's gone, Markheim.
Yeah, I know, he flipped, but I'm still under orders.
I'm not talking flipped. I'm talking gone. Happened 3 nights ago, Columbia River Gorge. You know these Nephilim get dropped, right?
I heard it takes an angel and a demon working as a team. They burn and bliss them for as long as it takes as the Nephil walks.
Yep. When it's all over, there's nothing left of the angel, demon, or Nephil. As the Satan, Sam could choose which form he took, and he chose demon. I'll let you take a wild flying guess who his angel partner was.
You ready, love?
Yes.
You want this?
I want this.
We'll be gone completely. Both of us.
We'll be together.
Truth. You see it down there? Lumbering across the I-90 bridge.
I see it.
Shall we?
Come. Take my hand.
Your orders are rescinded. Move on.
I got nowhere else to go.
You know what? I don't have time for this shit. You suit yourself, Marky. When you get sucked into the mix, it's on you.
That's all I've ever been, sucked into the mix.
Let's go, let's go. The first wave has been spotted.
It wasn't long before the first dripping giant started lumbering up out of the harbor. The POWs open up, prodding them with bursts of unbearable bliss so that the Nephilim begin gathering into a mass centered at the bottom of the steps. And then they climb. Blasts of hellfire from demon batteries only just slow them down. Some are already passing me where I sit about halfway up the steps. When they look down and see me, they offer no violence, just the same salutations over and over.
Brother, cousin, kid.
I see Liv walking towards me through the congealing crowd of giants. She's oblivious. Some humans see us, some don't. Some only see some of us, and only at certain times. Liv's one of those. The Nephilim clearly aren't registering for her.
Hi.
Liv, get out of here.
I came to say I was sorry.
You're forgiven. Go.
No. I'm tired of you pushing me away. Liv, do this. Liv, do that. Stay away from Stank. Stay away from Didge. Go to Portland. Go to Everett. From now on, I'm gonna stay put. Right here with you.
I wouldn't.
Why? Give me one good reason.
You won't believe me. You can't see it.
Then describe it.
I see the whole city under attack. I see long-necked, drowned giants crawling out of the water and up these steps in hordes. I see them being blasted with fire and light, but it's not enough to stop them. I see the angel-demon duos swooping down to burn them, but again, there aren't enough.
Mark.
And I can't do anything. I'm just one lousy talker, Markheim. And you can't talk to these things.
Mark.
What?
Kiss me.
What?
Just kiss me.
Why?
Because you want to.
What?
And I want you to.
You're a girl.
I'm not a girl. I'm Liv. I've been through shit. And I'm a woman.
But...
just kiss me. Once.
But why don't you just kiss me?
It doesn't work that way. You have to do it.
What difference would it make?
What do you have to lose?
Good question. And I looked at her. This young girl, woman, whatever. I'm looking in her eyes, and they go somewhere. Somewhere I don't understand. But I want to go there, where her eyes lead. And I figure she's right. What do I have to lose? As the moronic, avenging army of drowned giants floods up into the show, I lean forward and kiss this girl and...
what?
What?
Well?
It was...
yeah?
It's all...
it's all what?
I look around and everything that was happening. The war, the fire, the light, the Nephilim. Every last holy and unholy thing is... gone. And all that's left is these steps in this city. And this pretty, clear-eyed girl in the show... no. The world.
Mark, it's all what?
Gone.
What's gone, Mark?
My reason for being here.
Oh, that bad, huh?
No. Not bad, Liv. It's the best thing that could ever happen to me or anyone, and it's because of you. Because of you, Liv, I know, in my bones, in my actual miraculous bones. I can feel it.
Feel what?
I can die now.
Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might someday rue. I saw the danger and I passed along the enchanted and I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. I should. A creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, he'll lose his wings at the dawn of day. When the angel woos his clay, he'll lose his wings at the dawn. And that concludes Paul Mullen's series, Markheim. On behalf of the Fix, the Crisp, and all points in between, we thank you for your attention and certainly hope you'll continue to enjoy the show. This segment appears in the episode Epiphany, recorded at ACT Theatre in Seattle on December 29, 2014. The performance was recorded by Brendan Hogan and mixed by Dave Pascal. Dig deeper into Sandbox Radio at our website, sandboxradio.org, where you can find the podcast archive. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast is also available in iTunes and Stitcher. See you at the next live show, and thanks for listening.